of Taglians wanted to join the company. I think most of the applications were genuine. Guys who take the oath always stick. They never take the oath lightly. The oath is always administered in secret. Recent recruits have been asked to keep their new allegiances to themselves. No one outside the company had any idea how strong we really were. Some people inside were getting the mushroom treatment, too, if their name was something like Lady. The old man was turning paranoia into a fine art. I understand that. What I'm wondering is, how come Lady is getting the hurt, too? If something didn't end up on the prince's back, usually it went to her. Croker's shrug told me he wasn't quite sure himself. I guess I don't want her in any position where she has to deal with too much temptation. And the new division? I wouldn't ask them to face off with the prince. They probably won't ever be ready to take our side in a civil scrimmage. He looked me in the eye. This campaign had elevated him to a new level of hardness. This was like trading looks with Kina. I didn't look away. Croker explained, I'll deliver on my promises. He meant that our employers wouldn't deliver. The Radishai especially was determined to screw us. The prince had been out here long enough to become one of the gang. We never did get a chance to work our magic on his sister. I said, I spend a lot of time wishing I'd stayed a farm boy. You're still having trouble with the nightmares? Every night? But it's not like it's a direct attack. I always work my way through and use the opportunity to scout around. Sure as hell ain't pleasant, though, I'll tell you that. Kina, or somebody or something who wanted me to think she was Kina, was in my dreams all the time. My own conviction was that it was Kina, not Catcher. She was still trying to promise me Sara back. I wished she would do something about the odor. She trying to work Lady, too? Probably. Almost certainly. Or maybe Lady's working her. Huh. He wasn't listening. He was concentrating on Overlook now. Fireballs had begun zipping around over there. Several fireballs flashed in the ruins of Kialune, too. The people Mogaba had in there were stubborn. The man really could find good soldiers, and could motivate them. The Prabhrindra Dra had begun raising parts of the ruined city, building by building, salvaging burnables where he could. It was still cold. At the moment, there were 8 inches of snow on the ground, atop a couple of inches of hard-packed sleet. This was spring? How many more storms would we have to endure before the weather gave up delivering unpleasant surprises? Long Shadow's surviving crystal turrets sure looked comfy. I wondered why he hadn't bothered us much lately. I checked the smoke rising from Kialune. I hoped the prince would save a few nice places where us special folks could hole up in comfort after he rooted out the last partisans. I was tired of living like a badger. What's going on in there? Croker asked, indicating Overlook. Nothing's changed. I don't understand Long Shadow. Not even a little. It's like he's determined to destroy himself. He's in some kind of emotional slough where he just can't exercise any initiative. You've been there, I expect. I have, I know. You know what needs doing, but you just can't move. It doesn't seem like it's worth the effort. It's the same sort of paralysis that came over Smoke those last few weeks before he got knocked into his coma.